This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. Talk Radio
Countdown. The adjunct to the Talk Radio Countdown Show is this hour of conversation between Jennifer Horn, Jay Kirshner, and Doug Steffen about the things that are in that list from Talkers Magazine. We call it the Talk Radio Roundup, Talk Radio Review, with a focus on the charts for this past week, the stories including the exiting of Mr. McConnell and Miss Sinema. Talk about that. The government shutdown threat, I'd just not waste a lot of time talking about that. The wars, maybe there's something we can get out of Jennifer Jay. I feel like I'm all talked out when it comes to those. I don't feel like I'm all talked out at number six, the embryo situation in Alabama. I'm really talked out. Number five, the Willis disqualification thing. Oh, man. Trump and his battles. I'm getting tired of all of that.
Three, do you like any of these stories? What's your favorite story on the list?
My favorite story? I don't know that I have a favorite. The one that I think deserves the most attention is the State of the Union and the presidential race and so we'll get to that. Before we do, though, I always save a couple of goodies for you, Jennifer, that maybe we haven't had time to talk about during the week. A California man arrested on suspicion of smuggling refrigerants into the U.S. I've heard of smuggling drugs, smuggling
people.
Money.
Yeah.
But struggling refrigerants, green.
This tells you when the green people have done too much, when now people are taking coolant into the country.
Yeah, that's the point. That is really the point here. The violating of regulations intended to curb the use of greenhouse gases. We're talking about stuff that is used to keep your refrigerator cool and the freezer from...
I got from some A-plus high-quality coolant. You want some?
Yeah. So... smuggling ozone-depleting chemicals across the border is bad, apparently. You can bring them in your suitcase, but you can't bring them across the border. This guy was arraigned and pled not guilty to 13 charges. Conspiracy, sale of prohibited materials, illegal importation. We got nothing better to... This is the whole thing about he brought all this stuff in without the permission of the EPA. This tells you the EPA is gone. I understand what everybody's trying to do with greenhouse gases, although I don't think that they... Most people who are onto this don't have a clue, really. And are they the toxin pollutants that should bring about criminal charges? Yeah, maybe if you had, 3 tons of the stuff and you let it out all at once. Like we did, we talked earlier about this girl in a high school Jennifer, I don't know if you heard the story or not. Some kid, 17-year-old kid, brought a lot of fart gas into a school and sprayed garbage cans.
Like organic or?
No, like those like the prank things, but organic didn't just spray it, emptied the canisters into a garbage can. So it was just like all of that liquid sitting in the garbage can. Right.
That sounds
Now that's
amazing.
A violation. That must be a violation of the Clean Air Act. Some way, sure. How come he'd be?
Well, don't you remember that guy on the airplane a few weeks ago who was upset that someone was eating stinky food, so he let his own organic gas go, like in a stink war?
Right.
You remember that one?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And got kicked off the plane. So I was just curious if it was, legitimate gas or,
No. All right, here's another one. This guy who crashed off of the overpass on the, I think it was on the 90. No, 134 freeway. His Tesla failed and the car went over the edge on one of the overpasses on 134 and they crashed. Did you see that? You must have seen it.
In California, that's like the freeway I use. That's right by my office.
Right.
Huh.
Yeah. He did have serious injuries. Two people in the car. The car went out of control, fell from the overpass, and burst into flames.
Nightmare.
Yeah. Oof. Well, these batteries are dangerous things, man.
Well, anyway, and also, so he went. I don't know. It's just, I am all for people who want these cars, but the fact that they're forcing us into cars that drive off overpasses, I just don't know if that's got our best, you know.
Best foot forward. Well, you can thank the Biden administration for all of that. All right. So now we're going to get into the takeaways from Biden's State of the Union thing. I think that I watched much of it. I was tired. My takeaway is that he doesn't give me any confidence. He doesn't make me feel like he really is on his game. He just doesn't make me feel like he's a good candidate. But I have the same feelings about Trump. But I will tell you what I objected to, and this is for anybody who has any objectivity at all. This guy is paid to be the president of the United States. The State of the Union shouldn't be about Donald Trump and how he doesn't like him. It should be about where we are. He spent so much time. This was the outrage, playing right into Trump's hands. Trump's sitting there tweeting or whatever it is on his own thing with his own ridiculous statements. So it's like we're children in a sandbox. We're kind of, you know, beholden to these two guys. You talk about farts. And so I just there.
Those are the old
really
version,
annoyed.
Not the organic ones.
No, right, exactly. Yeah, it really annoyed me though, Jennifer. I'm really glad you said that.
Because I was really. Sometimes I feel like I watch things through my own scope, and then I feel like the rest of the world doesn't.
We all do, right?
Mm-hmm. But what I try to do when I'm watching these State of the Union addresses is I try to, regardless of whether I like the person standing behind the podium, try to go, okay, what's critical? A good thing, a winning moment, a bad moment. But when you start a speech by saying you want to unify the country, and then you spend the next hour screaming, and literally he was screaming, and I think that's because people have been accusing him of not being on his game.
Feisty, want to be feisty.
And so, right, and so that's what the papers are now saying. Oh, he was feisty, he's back. He was really overcooked, if you ask me. He was delivering very fast, he was yelling, he didn't, I don't know, it was just a strange delivery. And then my mom, who we are not politically aligned, and I talked to her before I went to bed last night.
That's an understatement.
That's an understatement. I talked to her before I went to bed after the speech was over, and I said, "So what?"
She said, "That's great.
The greatest speech I ever said."
"What?" Right, of course.
And I said, "Well, wait a second." I said, "I'm not saying that he didn't stand for an hour, and that's great if you're worried the fact that he can't stand for more than 4 minutes." And, you know, he was delivering, but that was appropriate for 2 weeks from now on the campaign trail, what he delivered. Mm-hmm. A State of the Union address is usually about rosy optimism about the country. And even when Trump did it, when Obama did it, you know, they'd have people stand up and they'd tell stories. And it was about feeling good about the stuff that you were doing in government to make people better. I didn't get any of that. I felt like this was just a long campaign speech for him. And it really, I think it isolates 50% of the country. And that's just where we are. You can't say you're unifying if you're pushing people further into their corners.
The biggest kick I got out of it was when he's walking down into the chamber and he's shaking hands with everybody. And
did you see our girl?
Brad handing everybody. Yep. He walks by the two of them, the eye contact it was actually, she's got a red, MAGA hat on.
You're talking about Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Talking about Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Well, it wasn't a Trump shirt. So this is actually a big piece of the speech that her shirt says, say her, it did, but it says, say her name, and it says Laken Riley, who is the nursing student who was killed by the illegal immigrant. And so he sees her, and she's got a button with Laken Riley's face, and she kind of forces him to take it, and he did. And one of the things that is sort of insulting is he went through 40 minutes of speech before he actually talked about the border, which is the top issue, poll by poll, state by state, for the American people. So he takes 40 minutes to get into it, and then Marjorie Taylor Greene does what she does, and she screams from the chamber or something, and so he stops and looks up at her, and he takes the button out of his pocket, and he says, "I will say her name, Laken Riley." Well, her name is Laken Riley, not Lincoln Riley. And so that, of course, prompted a lot of response from the chamber. Right. So, mm-hmm.
But what I did enjoy, though, her looking into his eyes. You could see.
I know. She really does. She doesn't shy away. That's for sure.
No, she doesn't. That's very true. But anyway, so, Jay, you and I were talking about this earlier, some of the takeaways. looking at some of the notes and some of the things that have come. Do you agree with Jennifer and I that it became too much about Trump?
In election years, this State of the Union address in election years, it's always used as part of the campaign trail, and there's just no place for it. It's not just Biden. Mm-hmm. Other presidents have done it, too, and it's just somebody break the cycle, please.
He's the first one to reference his predecessor, though. So you'll have Obama or you'll have Trump or you'll have whoever say, you know, we inherited or we got. But what was different about this and that made it kind of unusual is that he directly was referencing. He didn't say Trump's name, but he kept saying my predecessor, my predecessor, my predecessor, which I thought was just it was an interesting choice. I'm not sure why. I mean, I guess they needed the opportunity to try to launch their campaign. It just isn't the right time.
Nope. Badly done. All right. And there was really nothing that came out of it that was earth-shaking. There was nothing that just more blasé. We're asking ourselves, are these the best guys for the job? And the answer is absolutely not.
I really thought he was going to actually call for executive action on the border doing something. That was the rumor, but there wasn't anything with that. So,
no. Yeah. 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 I thought it was interesting looking down at the when he was talking about the Supreme Court and how they got it wrong, looking down and Roberts
that was
is
odd
just
too,
there
huh?
looking. Yeah, it was kind of odd. That was the and he was glad handing everybody, and even Sotomayor, or however you pronounce the name, she was looking down during that. It didn't look like. And you know who I get the biggest kick out of was Joe Manchin, who was all over the when Biden came down. The two of them must be friends because they were like all over each other.
Well, probably he's happy that Manchin's not going to run because Manchin was thinking about running on that no labels ticket.
Right. Yeah. Well, maybe he'll run later on. But it was very interesting to see how it was that, you know, you watch people's body language and you understand more about and it isn't just the words. That's always, you know, those are the most telling moments, not necessarily what's in the speech, but, you know, how is he reacting or interacting with the people who are there in the audience? And the Republicans sat on their hands whenever he mentioned, you know, stuff like the abortion thing. I got to tell you something. I have more respect for Mike Johnson with every passing day. All right, more coming up. It's 18 after here.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym for a while.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone.
Lower T.
Yeah, I went through it a while back. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The patented key ingredient is something called Testofen, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text FLASH to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text SLASH to 321-321. That's FLASH to 321-321.
Imagine it's the last ride, but your symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, are taking you for a ride. What should you do? Keep managing your constipation with belly pain the same old way? Or try getting ahead of your symptoms by talking to your doctor about treating it with Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine what could relief from IBS-C mean for you. Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
That doesn't sound good.
Paper shredder's jammed, but I think I fixed it.
Oh, well, try shredding these $50 bills then.
Seems like it's working.
Better try another $400.
Stop.
Instead of using money, use regular paper. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
You can live out your MasterChef dreams when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
All right, let's get to the comment period. This is the Talk Radio Review, a roundup of our thoughts. Jennifer Horn, Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen, social media in this hour of the Good Day program kind of winds its way into our hour here, the companion hour to the Talk Radio Countdown show. So here is the latest from social media about this child exploitation coalition and how it's appearing on social media. A lot of platforms continuing to grow year in and year out. So the Tennessee Attorney General, a fellow named Jonathan Skermetti, I believe is how you pronounce his name, has joined some other attorneys general, Arkansas, Florida, Ohio among them, calling out Meta for its handling of the Children's Safety Program, or lack thereof, on their platform Instagram. This guy joining the coalition. There's a report this week in the Wall Street Journal that finds lots of parents who are managing accounts of minors selling content, pictures of young girls in bikinis and leotards to all of the male. This is sick. Man, this is sick, sick, sick.
It is.
So they get younger and younger, and see, that's the thing. And it ought to upset. This is the kind of stuff that lawmakers should be upset about, not trying. Well, I guess I'm in. There was a change in Florida this week, right? Didn't we talk about that, Jay? Moving the goalpost from 16 to 14.
Well, DeSantis vetoed it, and it was that nobody under the age of 16 should be allowed to access, to have social media, even with, like, regardless of parents or guardians' permission, where then they changed it to 16 and 15-year-olds can with parental permission, but under 14 cannot. And then this is just, I mean, this is really a completely different issue when it comes to social media, of just pedophiles and people with really, really ill intentions who are looking for certain types of content. And people don't even have to be subscribers and selling this stuff. They can find it. Anybody who has a public social media account that they don't have it set to private and they have images of their children, say, at the beach, you better believe a pedophile has probably already come across it and seen that image of your child. This is why it's so important to either don't post pictures of your children, especially if you're, you know, in certain situations, or if you are going to, because you want to share that with people in your life, actual family members, set your accounts to private.
So should I do that when I post pictures of my grandsons on Facebook?
They're not like in bathing suits, though. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not anything that could.
And you're with them. Yeah. You know, they're little enough where you're not letting them run away.
Uh-huh.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
And the really sick thing is that some pedophiles, it's not just like 12-year-olds or 11-year-olds. Like, it can, Blake Lively was on a campaign trail about this, where it can be infants. Like, it is absolutely disgusting. And a lot of parents will post a photo of their child just in a diaper or in the bathtub because they think, well, they're so young,
get that
it's a
sick
cute little thing. And unfortunately, it's just, that's not.
All right. Let's talk about the opinions that came from some of our listeners online. Comments from all the social media are at Good Day Networks. That's how you get to us. The top three people or news stories in the news this week. Elaine McKinney says, health, happiness, and prosperity.
Cheers.
That's kind of what this
that.
Program
into that.
Is about. Yeah.
More focus
right, exactly.
on that.
Yep. Thomas Andrews said, Super Tuesday. And what happened with Trump and Biden, I don't know, with me, it's just kind of all a big blur. And people say to me, well, that's you're in the business of doing this, talking about this. I'm in the business of talking about what I think is important, and I think we're way beyond this. It's important as to who governs
the country. Well,
because
you've been smart knowing it's Trump and Biden, right? So, I mean, it's not like it's any kind of groundbreaking. But Nikki Haley dropped out. That was big. And then for people who had races, like California results were huge for me. That's what I was following all week. And I know, you know, other states that voted were too.
Troops in New York subways.
I know that it's less than a week away from since Super Tuesday, but doesn't it feel like it was a month ago already?
Liz Ovard says troops in the New York subways was the number one thing. That is something that's kind of...
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. President Biden is announcing the construction of a port on the Gaza coast by the U.S. to facilitate aid delivery in his State of the Union speech. According to administration officials, Biden will instruct the U.S. military to lead the mission. Pressure from within his own party urging assistance for Palestinian civilians affected by the Israel-Hamas conflict has been mounting on Biden. Sweden has been formally accepted as a member of NATO. The Swedish prime minister traveled to Washington, D.C. Thursday to deliver the necessary paperwork for admission in a ceremony alongside Secretary of State Antony Blinken. United Airlines plans to reduce its pilot hiring pace. New hire classes will be put on hold in May and June, but are projected to recommence in July. The decision to pause hiring stems from new aircraft certification and manufacturing delays at Boeing, according to a memo distributed to employees. John Schaefer, USA News.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Yes, indeed. A focus on talk radio, news talk radio, and what the big deals are from this past week. The stories, the top 10 stories listed at gooddayshow.com and talkers.com, and the top 10 people on the list. Let's go to number 8, which is the continuing situation with the Russians, Ukrainians. Joe Biden made an interesting pitch for funding Ukraine in his State of the Union address. I think maybe the most interesting thing, though, the thing that seems to have riled Putin more than anything else, was Sweden officially joining NATO. It took a long time because they've been neutral for a long time. But the fact that they decided they wanted to join NATO, and then that came to a successful close on Thursday, and that the Prime Minister of Sweden was sitting next to Mrs. Biden at the State of the Union, I thought that was pretty interesting. Anyway, it shook up Putin pretty obviously, and maybe that brings me around to the references that Biden made to Putin, how many times he's met with him, yada yada, and I know him, and so okay, Joe, if you know him, then why don't you send somebody over there with a long rifle and put a bullet in his head and be done with all of this. Why, do you think that's too harsh?
Well, I don't know. I mean, it's a little rough for right now, but I'm good. Keep going. Don't let Putin go.
What are you, How about all the tens of thousands
of
people?
No, I'm not saying it's rough outcome for Putin. I was just saying it's rough for this, you know, hour for me to, like, you know, process. That's all. Fine. I'm fine. Go ahead.
That. You have never said that on your morning. Yeah. For me,
it was just very,
I'm not. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're fine. Hey. Go ahead. It's okay. Nobody likes Putin around here.
No, and that's why we should, given what he's done. See, I don't understand. If there was any real leadership in the world, they would have gone into Russia, and they would have arrested him and brought him to The Hague and tried him for crimes against humanity. But nobody's got the starch to do that. And they're afraid who's going to get shot up. I mean, how many people does it take to go in and get Putin out of the Kremlin and bring him to The Hague? It's got to be, if we can do what we do, and we all know that our country has the capability of pretty much getting anybody, sooner or later, they get the bad guys that they want to get. Now look at Osama bin Laden, for example. That was a job and a half, and these guys pulled it off flawlessly because they know how to do that stuff.
But I think it's the difference of a terrorist leader versus an
He was once elected
before he refused to.
Putin is not legitimately elected. He kills everybody who wants him not to be president. He's not legitimate at all. I don't think he's. How do you figure he's legit?
He was voted in once upon a time, but then he just refused to. Didn't he win his very first election when he got into the presidency, and then he's.
He wins all the elections now by a landslide.
Yeah.
But you know what? It's a different situation because, you know, in Iran, we talk about how the people hate the leadership, but they just don't have the power to overturn it. What's really weird, if you talk to Russians, is that they are afraid to vote for someone other than Putin. But by and large, they like the situation there. I mean, it's like living in a mob run country. Like, he lets you do what you want. You can make money there, but you have to just cut him in. I mean, that's how people, I think, look at it. So it's not great. It's not how we like to think things should be. But at the same time, the people of Russia aren't fired up enough to try to create a revolution. I mean, you had Navalny who tried, and that was a real attempt, but, you know.
See what he got
didn't
him.
End well. Yeah.
No. All right. Number seven. Again, we're talking about the wars and stuff. This brings us around to the Middle East, where there's no Gaza ceasefire. They were trying to get something done by Ramadan, and that's not going to happen. The delegation left Cairo at the end of the week, and so it's probably not going to happen, at least not before the month of Ramadan begins, which is early next week. So the leader of Hamas, Hussam Badran, said, there's another one that, you know, when you kill him, there's just somebody else behind him. I guess that's the philosophy. These people are so corrupt. They lie, they cheat, they steal. And the people, there's no real educational system in Palestine. There's not, you know, they don't have like a formal education system. People learn by doing, and they learn on the streets. Excuse me. And so the only people that are able to get an education in Palestine are the ones who have money. The families have money. They send their children to private schools. I've talked to you about the conversations that I've had on my many trips over there. Two or three times I've met youngsters who are going to this academy where Israelis who are from wealthy families, Palestinians who are from wealthy families, the Muslims, the Jews, the Christians, and the Muslims all send their children to the same school. All these people have money. They send their kids there. Kids don't grow up the way the ones who live on the street, who, you know, those are the people that Hamas either engages or convinces that they have the right way. And so here we go. With more of this, and I don't know what to think of Netanyahu at this point. He's kind of off on a, it's almost like he was a rogue. But, you know, I understand you want to get rid of all the people that are causing a problem. But you can't, because there's never going to be an end. And I don't want to say that and sound like I mean it, but there isn't. There's no end to this because there's so much hate. As long as you've got people like the Ayatollah around, he's the real bad guy in this scenario, because he funds Hamas, funds Hezbollah with the money. See, this is where Biden is.
That's where we need to be doing a better job, because if you stifle Iran, Israel can live in peace, because all that money that comes from Israel that starts funding all those groups that want to take him out, and a multitude of groups, not just Hamas. I mean, you've got all these other rebel groups that would love to take him out.
Yep. Yep, it's just you got to wonder. Okay, so you got these people, and it's all there's so few of these people, of these bad guys. They have so much power. They're connected to the military-industrial complex. I heard somebody this week. I forget, Jay, were we talking about it on the air, or was I just dreaming that I talked about it with somebody else about the leadership of these various entities that create the military-industrial?
I feel like we've had multiple conversations on this. Yes.
Yeah. Right. So. Anyway, all right, so that's kind of where we are on that. Let's talk about the economy, which is number two this week on the story list, state of the economy, and how it was handled. Excuse me for my voice that's full of stuff from we actually have things blooming here, by the way, on the farm.
That's what's been killing me all week. It's the seasonal allergies are just terrible.
Coming out all over the place. Okay, anyway. The situation in regard to Biden's handling of the economy. He wants to take credit, even though he deserves none. The recession, what did the federal government do? What did the Fed do? What did Congress do? It's all, you know. And then Biden says, but everything's great. Aren't you happy that you live in America with me as president? Unemployment rate is about 5%, I think, now, or whatever it is, 3%.
See, but they skew the numbers from COVID when everybody was sitting at home. And that's what's so dishonest, is that people are like, well, wait a second, I don't feel like the economy's that great. But they're using the numbers based on where we were when everything was shut down.
Yep. I mean, I want to feel good about America. Biden said America is rising. We have the best economy in the world. All that's true. But he wants to take credit for it, and it's not, the credit shouldn't go to him. There is complete, when he was president, as far as I was concerned, they overreacted to COVID, and that is what caused a lot of the inflation, how much money the government spent, how much was spent around the world. Businesses were flush with cash, to be sure, and then the Fed had to step in and raise the rates because of all the money that was borrowed to give to people. I mean, we all had it. Jennifer, you and your father, your business, you got help. I did in my business.
Yeah, had to.
So is this, Biden wants to take credit for it.
Well, and that's the thing.
Does it help him?
Well, and also, does it help any of us? And this is the thing with Republicans and Democrats. This is not partisan. It drives me nuts. The spending and the printing money to spend more, and then the printing money to spend the interest on, we borrowed to spend more. And so, yeah, you can say we have all this money and we're flush with cash, but we're creating it. So how long does it last? Because you can't just keep printing more money. And that's what I think many people are awake to, is that we aren't working balanced budgets like most of us have to do in our house. We're just spending. So may feel good until the party's over, I guess.
Yeah. And to sort of the State of the Union was connected to the economy. I thought it was interesting to go on to the next step, which is Biden's age. He joked about it. He said, quote, I know I may not look like it, but I've been around a while. The issue facing our nation isn't how old we are. It's how old our ideas are, which there's something to that. There's something to that, I think, as much as anything else. Meanwhile, Trump, number four, has to do with the legal battles. I don't think anybody is focused on that as much anymore as they are just him being there, and Biden being sucked into the trap of talking about Trump through the whole, you know, Trump became the star again. What I didn't understand is this lady, the senator from Alabama, what's her name? Katie Britt.
Mm-hmm.
What was that all about? I watched a little of that. It was weird.
Well, it always is. You know, Here's the sad thing, is that whatever party's not in charge gets to deliver the rebuttal to the State of the Union. And every time, these people do it from an empty high school gymnasium or from their closet, or, hello, Republicans, not great to have her sitting in her kitchen doing it, which is where she delivered the rebuttal. It's just not great. But you don't have the same live crowd. You don't have the cheering. You don't have the dynamic speech. And so it always looks awkward. What she said, I thought, was really good. Her delivery style was like she was a little over rehearsed, like she was I thought it seemed like she was trying out for like a high school production of Mean Girls, you know what I mean? Like
I thought she was trying to keep quiet because the rest of her family was asleep.
No, I think it was just, this is the problem when people over rehearse. And Doug, I know you're sometimes, people would call you and me under rehearse because we don't like to rehearse things. But we know that sometimes speaking off the cuff is more legit. And so I think, it's just weird. But what she said, I thought the content of her speech was great. It's just sometimes hard to get past the delivery. So, you know,
Is she friends with Marjorie Taylor Greene?
I don't know. She's in the Senate. She's the youngest member of the Senate. And they were using that on purpose to show someone young contrast to Biden, a woman. The Republicans always struggle with young suburban women. So I think this was their effort to try to bring people in. And she's lovely, and she seems probably like she's great. It's just the delivery was a little bizarro.
Right. Yeah. I would like to go into Marjorie Taylor Greene's kitchen and have her deliver.
You want your own State of the Union, Dougie?
I got a kick out of her, really, last night, looking right, the two of them in the eye contact that they had.
She's a baddie, I'll tell you.
She's nobody's fool. I think she's on it. So, anyway, the thrill continues, right? The thrill of victory, the thrill of defeat. 48 after the hour here on the Talk Radio Review.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
The Omaha Steaks semi-annual sale is here. You get 50% off site-wide. Save on mouth-watering favorites. Go to omahasteaks.com/Doug, D-O-U-G, and shop the semi-annual sale where you can load up on all the delicious flavor that you crave. And they're offering it to you for half price from their tender, juicy butcher's cut filet mignon, their pure ground burgers, the comfort classics, easy to prepare meals, perfect for busy weekday nights. Plus, as an added bonus, you get 8 free Omaha Steak burgers in the packages that you select. Shop omahasteaks.com/Doug. With the Omaha Steaks, the possibilities are endless, endless flavor, endless value, incredible entrees, scrumptious sides. omahasteaks.com/Doug.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line.
They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized, my lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
All right, here we are, Money Pit time. On the Good Day program with Tom Kreitler. He's the co-host with Leslie Segretti of the weekly Money Pit Home Improvement radio program. You hear on a lot of the same stations that carry this show. He also has a great podcast and news galore in the newsletter. Let's check out what one of our listeners wants to know from Tommy the K. There's a lady named Jenny, listens to us in Kansas, wants to know if it's okay to move her washer and dryer from the basement to an unheated garage. Sounds like dicey.
Well, I mean, there's pros and cons to that, Jenny. So first of all, because it's in the basement, obviously you're schlepping all the clothes up and down the stairs, and you're trying to avoid that and completely understand that. But putting it in the garage, that's a bit risky too, especially in Kansas. You know, it's unheated.
Cold.
And it's very cold, and you got risk of the hoses bursting. And getting a heck of a water mess there. You know what I would suggest if you're looking for a place for your washer and dryer? You know, most washer and dryers today, Doug, even those that are full-size machines, are stackable. You can put one on top of the other, as long as it obviously isn't the top of the machine. And in fact, you know, we did this in a new laundry room that we created in the second floor of our home. And by doing so, we had enough room for washers and dryers up there. Didn't have to move floors, clothes up and down the stairs anymore. I just think, you know, putting it in the garage is a risky situation. I don't see any scenario where that's not always going to be a hassle.
It's not an upside.
There's no real upside to that, right?
No.
I mean, not to mention the fact that you got to throw your jacket on every time you want to do clothes in the winter.
Well, you did what I... My home has the washer-dryer on the second floor.
Yeah.
Right on the other side of all the bedrooms, and it's easy. You throw all the stuff in, bing, bang, boom. This is the location. Most people, if they have a second story, probably want to have... if you are looking to replace where those tools are, second floor is probably a good place to start. Somewhere near the bathroom where the piping is.
Yeah, you want to put the washer and dryer near where you make the dirty clothes, right?
Yeah, I love it. Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about the Money Pit podcast. early, you know, we have some things. I was just saying this. I'm already getting my spring allergies. My voice is kind of, I'm trying to use less Mucinex to dry everything up. Because they're buds already, people are talking about spring gardening. And you have some advice. If you would help us, point us in the right direction on the podcast, that'd be good.
Yeah, we did. We talk about how to get your garden ready for spring, the things you ought to be doing right now, you know, how to pick a spot for it, how to start to prepare the soil, when you should test the soil, the best plants to add, and when to add them. And so that's all in this edition of the Money Pit podcast that's up right now on MoneyPit.com and MoneyPit.com/podcast.
And I also noticed in the newsletter, I actually am thinking about this. I've thought about it, and I'm thinking about it more seriously. I have a big house,
yep,
and I don't need it. And so I'm thinking there's another house that I like that's like literally across the street. I like where I live a lot, maybe better than any other house that I've lived in,
mm-hmm.
but it's big.
Right.
And I got me and the dog.
Lot to clean.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So when we look at the way to list it, we wonder what features to underscore other than things like we were just talking about, the bathrooms on the second floor,
right,
and that sort of thing.
Well, I mean, one of the things, Doug, you've made improvements to that home to make it more energy efficient. One of the things that I always suggest that folks do is sort of do what I would call like a green inventory, you know, because that's the kind of thing that doesn't always show up in the listing. You know, do you have LEDs? Do you have newer appliances? Do you have newer heating systems or things that are Energy Star appliances or water sense faucets and fixtures? So don't miss all of that sort of thing. And then the next thing is when you know, depending on the market, of course, but you want to think about the way it appears. You know, we talk about curb appeal, but you want to think about not only your curb appeal, but your camera appeal. Because today, nobody's driving around much to pick a house. They're generally doing it online.
Online.
Right? And, and if you don't invest in good photography, you're really going to lose out on some opportunities by doing that. But in terms of the features, you know, I would do an assessment of all the things that you've done to the house and make sure it presents well. One of the things about selling a house that folks don't get is a lot of folks move. In your case, you want to downsize. A lot of folks move because they need more room. But I can't tell you how many times we see imagery of homes that are crowded. You know, they're overstuffed with stuff. And so that's not very attractive.
You've been looking at my sister's house.
You're trying to buy more room, a house that's going to allow you to grow. So decluttering and moving stuff off the storage and having the yard sales and all of that, you know, is a good idea.
MoneyPit.com/podcast, MoneyPit.com/newsletter. Tom Kreidler here helping us out from the Money Pit on Good Day, 59 after the hour.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.